Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code Podcast. And I am excited and eager and happy to be with you again. It's another beautiful Monday, beautiful day. And we're going to talk about people pleasing and being a highly desirable, career ambitious woman. So tune in, have your pen and paper ready, have your ears glued, and let's talk about it. I'm also going to be giving you 2 episodes this week. So look out for them. I'm giving you a bonus episode because, as you know, next week, August 15th, we are finally launching the Relationship Reset Coaching Program. And if you could just see me right now, like the biggest smile on my face, because I have been working very hard behind the scenes to wrap up this program, get everything together for you. And I'm really excited to deliver this program. So pay attention and look out for the bonus episode that you're going to receive, because in that episode, I'm going to be sharing all the details, everything that you need to know about the Relationship Reset Program. So look for that information and get ready to join, because we're going to have enrollment open from August 15th to the 20th. Make sure you're on the email list. Go to the link in the show notes of this episode to join the wait list. Already have started booking some calls for it, for enrollment for next week. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm really excited to finally have launched this tier one program. This program comes before the Captivating Courtship Code. As I said, I'm going to share with you all the details in the next episode of the podcast and in the upcoming episodes of the podcast. But just know that August 15th, be prepared to complete your application and book your call so we can get clear and make sure that this is the right program for you, but also so you can make the decision to enroll. And I'm really looking forward to it. So we'll talk about that soon. But today we are talking about people pleasing and going from being a people pleaser to a highly desirable, career ambitious woman. Now, this isn't limited only to ambitious women or independent women or a career oriented, high achieving women. Now, everything that you're going to hear in this episode applies to everyone. But sometimes I do like to speak to that target demographic, because it's a growing population, right? Women as a whole have evolved. Women have changed as far as their career ambitions, their educational goals, the desires that they have for themselves. And many women that I work with, they have a hard time finding that balance between the woman that they desire to be as far as their career goals and their educational goals, just their overall life goals and lifestyle, and reconciling that with also wanting to be a feminine woman and wanting to be in a relationship and wanting a masculine man, but not necessarily wanting to have to shrink themselves or feel as though they have to play it small internally in order to make the man feel grand. And that's a hard balance. And then the other balance that many women that I work with struggle with is finding that balance between work life and personal life or their love life, and finding that balance where they can tap in and out of that energy and not always be in that domineering, controlling, leading, pursuing mindset and energy, and be able to just lean back and be feminine and be comfortable in that with a man, and understand how to tap into that energy authentically during the courtship process so that they are enjoying the courtship process. They are meeting men who are pursuing. They understand how to do that, how to attract that over and over and over again to make it easier and to attract the type of relationship and the type of man that they ultimately want. So this is a challenge that what some people are calling the modern woman, which is just it's a silly term to me, because I don't even know what that means, right? Like, to be a modern woman, they are assuming that she does not hold traditional values. And I find that to not be true. Many women who are quote unquote modern or high achieving or independent actually do hold a lot of traditional values. They still hold a lot of beliefs around how they want to be treated with a man and how they also want to treat a man as well. They still want to find that balance in the relationship. I don't find too many quote unquote modern women who don't still desire that masculine feminine balance in their relationships. But sometimes it just may not be clear. You may not be clear on how to actually achieve that or how to create that balance. And once you get it, you got it. That's the great thing. Once you have these skills, once you understand this, you got it for life. Like, it's in you, baby. You got it for life. So we just want to pull it out of you. And I like to tell women, it's not about making you someone that you aren't, but helping you to become more of who you actually naturally and authentically are. But in order to survive in the career force or in your, you know, educational systems or just in life in general, you've had to adapt certain skills and certain mindsets in order to be able to survive. So we want to take you out of that love survival mode and get you into a place where you are thriving and you're authentic and you are actually that best version of yourself, that higher version of yourself, because that is the version that's going to attract the better quality relationships. And when you're operating in a place of survival, you're looking for the bare minimum basics. And I'm not talking about finances and status. I'm just talking about being on survival mode. And part of that, when you're in survival, oftentimes comes with people pleasing. And the misconception when it comes to ambitious women, high achieving women, the modern woman, is that her confidence means that she doesn't struggle with worthiness or that she doesn't struggle with self-worth, especially if you have a woman who is very comfortable with voicing her needs or sharing her thoughts or her opinions, or she's very articulate. A lot of people confuse that with self-worth and assume that she doesn't struggle with how she feels about herself or her desirability, or that she isn't struggling with overthinking or relationship anxiety or fears of not being good enough or fears of not being chosen or any of that underneath. And a lot of high achieving women, and if this is you, you may even be struggling with setting and keeping boundaries. And I have to put the emphasis on the and keeping boundaries, because for many women, they will set the boundary. They will say what they don't want or what they don't like or what they're looking for. And they actually have a pretty easy time saying that, right? But the struggle comes in when it comes to keeping the boundary, particularly if it's a man that they do like or a man that they are attracted to and a man that they are interested in. When that man comes along and he has a different boundary, oftentimes women will shrink, or they will negotiate with themselves and with the man, or they will just completely give up the boundary altogether in hopes that this man will like them just as much as, you know, you like him, or in hopes that this man will desire to commit, or this man will suddenly see your value, or that perhaps if you decide to lessen your boundary or to get rid of your boundary, that a man will want to stay around longer, and this fear of missing out and this fear of abandonment comes up for you, that makes it very difficult for you to set and keep a boundary. And this is a pattern that you absolutely have to break if you want to create healthy, high quality relationships, okay? So it doesn't matter how confident you may feel on the outside, because for many high achieving women, they feel very, very confident. And it's important to understand that your confidence has absolutely nothing to do with your self-worth. It can add and increase your self-worth, but the two are not the same. Self-worth and self-confidence are very different. So when you're in a space of feeling confident about maybe your achievements or what you have done or your abilities or even confidence in some aspects of who you are, but you aren't necessarily feeling worthy, meaning you're not feeling loved, valued, and respected when it comes to your love life or with men or your relationships or who you are, or just maybe how you feel as though people perceive you, then that low self-worth is going to be masked by high self-confidence. This often happens. And you may not be displaying high self-confidence. If you're someone who struggles with confidence, this could also be showing up for you. But most people are confident in some area of life. You feel as though you're good at some area of life, whether it's you just believe that you're a good person, or you're really good at your studies, or you're really good at your work, or you feel confident about your ability to run a mile. I don't know, whatever that thing is for you that you feel confident in yourself about. But underneath it all, behind closed doors, when it's just you and your bathroom tile and your mirror alone, you struggle with worthiness. And when you're in this space, stepping out of masculine doing energy where you feel like you have to prove yourself as worthy, prove yourself as good enough, this is what helps to cause you to shrink when it comes to setting and keeping your boundaries. So you have to step out of this type of energy, which we call your wounded princess energy, and step into your captivating queen energy. So you're stepping out of the masculine doing, proving energy, and stepping into your feminine queen being energy. And one thing that I've also noticed, and I've had to coach a lot of women through, are the beliefs that they hold about themselves in different areas of life that causes them to shrink and causes them to believe that they are less valuable or less worthy than other women when it comes to attracting a partner. This can also cause people pleasing. So you may be struggling with some beliefs that your career or how independent or high achieving you are, or your age or your past experiences, or even your family life, maybe because you're a mom and you have children, or maybe because of the type of family background that you come from. Maybe you come from family dysfunction. Maybe you come from a toxic relationship. Maybe you come from a single parent household. Maybe, you know, I work with a lot of women from different cultural backgrounds. Maybe there's some history within your tribe or your culture that makes you believe that you are less valuable or less worthy than another woman is when it comes to relationships, when it comes to attracting a quality partner. If you are struggling with any of these beliefs, it will activate your people-pleasing energy, because you'll want to prove that you deserve to be loved, which means that as a result of that, you will attract men who also think that you are less valuable and also want you to prove that you are worthy and deserving of love. And we see this chatter all the time on social media and on the internet, where you see so much dialogue about women having to prove that they're worthy, having to prove that they're good enough, whether it's their looks or their career or their finances, or because they're independent or because they're educated or any of this, that they have to then prove. But all that messaging, and if you listen to that type of messaging, I would highly advise you to stop, because that messaging is programming your subconscious beliefs about yourself that you are not valuable. And if you think, well, I think that I'm a good woman, well, I believe that I am worthy, I believe that I am desirable. If you think that on the surface level, but deep down inside, you don't actually know that, meaning that there's a deep sense of grounded knowing within you that says, I don't just think that I'm worthy and desirable of respect and devotion and commitment and the type of relationship that I want and the type of man that I desire to attract. I know that I'm worthy because I know my authentic value. I know what I bring to the relationship. I know the type of partner that I am and that I am becoming and the type of relationship that I can attract and I will create, right? Because you are a co-creator of the type of relationships that you want. If you only think it, but you do not know it, and I mean you know it on a deep, deep core level. This isn't just something that you're just saying on the surface, and then when it's you and your thoughts alone, you are super anxious and overthinking, or when you meet a man that you really like, you get really clingy and needy, or you avoid. As soon as things start to feel emotionally heavy or emotionally challenging, you run the other way. If you activate any of that type of relationship anxiety, or if you're showing up in a people-pleasing energy, then that's a sign that you don't actually know deep, deep down inside your worth, and that you don't really truly know on a deep, deep core level that you can have the type of relationship that you want. And that's okay. Okay? That's okay. That's exactly what we work with you on in the relationship reset. And it's a lot more common than you may think. A lot of women struggle with this. So you're not alone, but you also cannot stay in that space and expect to attract a quality relationship. You will sabotage, you will repel men because of the level that you're operating on is love survival. So you have to close that gap between thinking that you're a good woman and that you can attract a long-term committed relationship and get to a space of knowing. You have to close that gap between thinking and knowing because what's in between that gap is stopping you from attracting the quality partner and relationship that you desire. And here's what I also want you to understand. A lot of women get into a space where they say, well, I know what I have to offer. I know who I am, or I know my worth, but men don't actually see my value. Men only like the idea of me and not the real me. And I hear this all the time, especially with my trophy girls. If you don't know what your passion attraction prototype is, you can go to captivatingcourtship.com/breakup and get the Breakup With Your Type masterclass. I'll make sure to put the link to that in the show notes of this episode. But if you are a trophy girl, or if you're just someone that you find yourself saying, men just like the idea of me and not the real me, then what that means is that you simply aren't communicating your authentic value to the right men that makes your value undeniable. So we want you to get into a space where you are not only attracting the right men, but you also can authentically communicate your value. And this isn't about verbiage, right? This isn't about you, because that's going back into pleasing and people pleasing and proving type of energy. So it's not about you trying to impress someone or trying to prove to someone how worthy or good enough you are, all the things that you have to offer, everything that you bring to the table. It's less about your words and more about your being. There's an energy that you show up with. There is a way that you show up in relationships when you're engaging with men that makes your value undeniable as a woman. And when you are in that energy and when you are in that space and you understand how to communicate your authentic value, this is what closes the gap between thinking and knowing your worth, okay? This is how high-achieving women step out of that people-pleasing energy and step into an energy and an attraction that allows them to be on their throne, that allows you to be able to attract better quality men, that allows you to truly know your worth and not just think that you know your worth, okay? So we want to get you out of that desperate, convincing, low-value energy into a more grounded, certain, high-value attraction. And when you do this, This is what will help you get off of the exhausting people-pleasing will that's causing you to feel less desirable than you actually are. And it'll help you to end cycles of regret and heartbreak and disappointment and fear of abandonment and fear of missing out that's totally avoidable. All of those low value feelings, all of those low value thoughts are completely avoidable when it comes to the courtship and relationship process. So we want to get you out of a space where you're no longer worrying about disappointing men by setting and keeping boundaries. And instead, you're going to come to the relationship reset and you're going to learn how to use high value feminine boundaries with confidence and require men to value and respect who you are and what you want without fear or force. Okay? Without fear or force. So we don't want you showing up in an energy that makes you fearful of setting and keeping boundaries because you're afraid that the man's going to run or that he's just not going to meet him anyway. So why even put him in place? And we also don't want you using force where you're being aggressive or combative or you are being rigid in the courtship process that also pushes men away. We want you to be able to activate those high value feminine boundaries with confidence so that you're requiring men to value and respect you and teach men how to step up instead of moving away. And this is all within your power. And that's the great thing about being a woman. Like, being a woman is amazing. And if you feel like being a woman makes you lesser or life is harder, I want to tell you that that's just not true. Okay. Being a woman is amazing. And we have to even work on that, right? Like your mindset and your relationship with your own feminine energy. So you see it as a power source and you understand how to use it and you understand how to sit in it in a way that keeps you in this amazing, magnetic, captivating energy as a woman. So when you do this, you're going to then heal your people-pleasing behavior and your low-value self-worth so that you can attract men who want to please you. And that is where the magic lies. When you start attracting men who want to make you happy, who want to commit, who want to lead the way, instead of you feeling like you have to jump in front of them and take control and do it for them. When you do that, you will have a love life that not only feels good, but is actually good. So even when you're in the process of attracting a partner, you're going to be meeting lots of new men and you're going to be having lots of different conversations and going through the whole process of attracting men for commitment. So even when you're in that process, when you haven't gotten the relationship yet, because this is a process to get there, right? So you're going to be meeting different men along the way. But even as you're going through that process, you're going to be able to do it in a way that you're not feeling low value. You are avoiding heartbreak, and not because you're being cold and because you're not being vulnerable, but because you understand how to embody your captivating queen energy. You understand how to set and keep boundaries. You understand how to show up and communicate your authentic value with men in a way that allows them to come towards you and not away from you, and allows you to be able to have a better love life and an easier, lighter love life. And that is what we want for you. Because when you get to that space, attracting a quality partner, it happens faster and it happens easier. So I want you to ask yourself as you're listening to this, and we're going to keep going because we're going to be talking about how to become this, right? How to become more desirable. I want you to ask yourself, how committed are you to creating a love life that is free of people pleasing, own your authentic value, and attracting better quality men? Is this something that you actually want? Is this something that you are going to commit to? I know you may have said you're going to commit to in the beginning of the year. We're almost in September. We're more than halfway through 2022. Amazing. Isn't it crazy how quickly this year has gone by? It's flown by. It's kind of scary. But if you said this last year, if you said this at the beginning of this year, if you've been saying this for the last 5 years, you have to ask yourself, when are you finally going to commit to this? because knowing your worth at your core level, being able to activate this type of energy, being in a space where you're no longer people pleasing, when you get into that space, that means that you know this on a deep, deep level. You cannot fake it. People can sense your energy. They can sense desperation. They can sense low self-esteem. They can sense low self-worth. Men can sense this. If you think about it, men have been studying you since elementary school. They've been studying you, so they know. And this is why you have to know on a deeper level. And that knowing is what attracts better quality relationships. Now, you can attract a man right now, where you are at right now, but I want you to be honest with yourself. If you're listening to this episode, if you were to attract a man based upon how you actually feel internally right now, based upon your mindset, your overthinking, your anxiety, any of that, if you're experiencing any of that right now, if you're having a hard time setting and keeping boundaries, if you're having a hard time people pleasing, if you get really attached, if you were to attract with where you are right now, what type of man and what type of relationship do you believe that you would create? Would it be filled with insecurity, with jealousy? Would it be low value? Would it be a lot of people pleasing? Would it be a lot of shrinking? Would it actually be the type of relationship and the quality that you actually desire? So if so, then we have to get you out of this, right? Because low quality attraction pushes quality men away. And it attracts low quality men. Let me repeat that. Low quality attraction pushes quality men away and attracts low quality men. And you deserve better than low quality men. So here's something that I need to share with you. Many high achieving women have been lied to. As I mentioned earlier in the episode, even if you just look at a lot of the chatter on the internet these days, there's so many lies about a woman's value and a woman's worthiness that's all coming from a broken, wounded, masculine space. And even some women are spewing these lies as well, which is crazy. So you may have been told that because you are a quote-unquote modern woman or a high-achieving woman or an independent woman, that you're too masculine or you're too career-focused or you're too high-earning or you have too much of a past or too much baggage in order to be loved and valued by a man. And that a man who is of quality would not want a woman who has any of that going on. And it's just not true. A man who's in his value and knows his worth and is not operating in a place of survival desires a woman who is smart, who is ambitious, who is professional, right? Women who are great communicators. You don't have to be professional. If you want to be a housewife or any of that, that's fine too, right? But that doesn't mean that you aren't a smart woman or you're not an ambitious woman or that you're not a great communicator or that you're not a woman who has captivating feminine energy. They still desire this in a woman. They desire a woman who knows how to confidently connect with her heart without being guarded or emotionally reactive or anxiously attached, right? So all of these qualities are qualities that a high quality woman, that a captivating queen has. And this is what makes you attractive and magnetic to a high quality man. So a man who's also in his value and in his worth. So high achieving women actually are extremely desirable and extremely attractive to a man who is in his value as well, to a man who has done the work, to a man who is evolved, to a man who's no longer operating from a place of survival. Yet, if you are attracting low quality men, or if you are attracting men with low quality energy, that wounded princess energy or low self-worth, then unknowingly you are pushing men away who are compatible for you and the types of men who would value you. And your energy is pulling in men who don't. So here are some signs that you are in wounded princess energy versus being in your captivating queen energy. I'm just going to give you about five of each, okay? So here are five signs that you are operating in low quality wounded princess attraction, okay? Sign number one, you are people pleasing. We've been talking about that a lot in this episode. You are people pleasing, which means that you are going out of your way to try to prove that you are good enough, that you are worthy. You have a hard time setting and keeping boundaries. You have a hard time saying no, right? Out of fear of abandonment or fear of missing out. Sign number two, you are attracting with clingy, needy, or emotionally reactive behavior. So being emotionally reactive could also be you being combative and aggressive. If you're experiencing a lot of conflict during the courtship process, that's a sign, that's emotionally reactive behavior. Any of that is a sign that you are showing up in wounded princess attraction. Number three, you anxiously overthink. So if you find yourself having spiraling thoughts, or you can't stop thinking about a man, you're having obsessive thoughts, you wake up thinking about him, you go to sleep thinking about him, you're thinking about him at work, you can't concentrate and maintain what you have to do in life because your thoughts are always worrying about, is he interested? Is he going to call? Is he going to text? Does he like you as much as you like him? Did you say something wrong and that's why he hasn't reached out yet? All of these thoughts, and the thoughts go way beyond this, right? These are just basic surface level thoughts, but some of these things may be coming up for you where you're always overthinking. You're always trying to anticipate the next thing to say, the next thing to do. Maybe you're up in the middle of the night on YouTube or Googling how to keep a man, how to get his attention, how to get him to text back, and you're always trying to do, right? Which actually goes into the next sign, number four, where you operate in masculine doing, proving energy. So you're going out of your way to prove that you're an equal, or prove that you're good enough, or prove that you're worthy. Maybe you find yourself operating in a mothering energy where you offer to do things for a man, or you offer to fix him, or you offer to pay for dates, or maybe you offer to try to help him in some types of ways. Not that those are inherently bad things, but if you're doing it from a place of trying to get him to see how valuable you are, get him to see how helpful you are, get him to see how worthy you are, that's a low value behavior. Okay. When you step into a place of trying to move the relationship forward, or trying to lead the way, or trying to manage and control things, or control the outcome, that's all masculine doing, proving energy, which is all a sign of wounded princess attraction. And another sign, which we've spoken of in this episode as well, is you lacking boundaries out of a fear of abandonment. And that's a big one. If you have a hard time setting and keeping boundaries because you're afraid that the man will leave, or you're afraid that if you do set a boundary, that it's not going to be respected anyway, so why even do it? Then those are signs of low value behavior. So let me give you five signs of captivating queen attraction and what high quality, high value behavior can look like. And there's a lot more that goes along with this, but these are just some base level things, okay? Number one, you know how to communicate your value without proving your worth. And that's a big thing. That's a big thing as a woman. Understanding how to show up and how to authentically communicate your value without proving your worth. And that doesn't mean being hard or rigid or cold, but understanding how to sit in your value as a woman, how to communicate it so that you are attracting and not attaching and not repelling, okay? Number two, captivating queen attraction looks like grounded, feminine, and emotionally available energy. So if you are guarded, if you have a lot of trust issues, if you have a hard time communicating, if you have a hard time expressing your feelings, that means that your energy is not grounded. You are not operating from your feminine energy, and you are not being emotionally available. So if you find yourself attracting emotionally unavailable men, it's because you are not being emotionally available. Okay, so you have to transform that energy into a high quality energy that attracts. Number three, when you are in your captivating queen attraction, then you understand how to allow a man to lead and pursue. You understand how to give him the space to do that authentically in a way that feels good, in a way that naturally flows, in a way that creates more of the type of relationship that you want instead of pushing a man away. So that energy of allowing and your feminine receiving energy is open so that a man can pursue you and lead the way and lead the relationship to commitment. Which goes to the next, which is having open receiving energy. Now, let me just pause this right here because this is something that I think is overlooked often, that feminine receiving energy. So feminine receiving energy being closed can look like you having a hard time receiving compliments. It can look like you have a hard time allowing a man to help you or to do things for you or asking for help. Letting it be known that you don't have it all together, allowing yourself to be pursued, as I mentioned, you know, allowing yourself to receive not just from men, but even from other women. It also can be blocked, or it can appear that way if you have a hard time creating a space that is open for emotional safety. So if men and women, now some of you will say, oh, well, I can hold space for my friends. They have an easy time opening up to me. They don't feel judged when they talk to me, but you don't bring that same energy when you're interacting with men. Or if you have a disconnect in your feminine energy, you may also have an easy time holding space for men. Like, you easily build relationships with men and you feel like you can be yourself with men, but you have a hard time holding that same space and receiving that emotional availability from women. But being in this space where you can hold space for others, non-judgmental space, is also a sign of open receiving energy. So you have to be in a space where you can receive from others, both in the physical aspect, meaning like gifts or help, or you asking for help, or allowing others to do for you, allowing others to support you, but also you being able to receive emotionally as well. And number five, we're talking about boundaries. You can easily set and keep boundaries that attract respect and commitment from men. So you have no problem. And if you are able to do those things, then you are fully in your captivating queen energy. And that's the space that you want to be in. And you need to be in a space so that you can effortlessly attract the types of relationships, both in the romantic and in your personal life, that's going to be the type of quality that you want in order to create a high quality lifestyle. Being in that captivating queen energy, being in that high value attraction, is what will transform your relationships quickly, because high quality attraction pulls high quality men closer and it moves low quality men away from you. This energy is an energy of discernment, and you would be surprised how easily it is for the low quality men to just move out of the way and move away from you when you are in your captivating queen energy. You will find yourself just elevating up the totem pole, where you will see that the certain types of men don't even come into your space. Certain types of men who just aren't serious won't even come into your realm anymore. The quality of man, the quality of relationship that you're able to create is going to elevate. And all of these techniques, they're just skills. And once you have these skills, and once you have the mindset, and once you understand how to do this authentically, you have these skills for life. You're able to do this in all of your relationships. You're able to do this in the workplace. You're able to do this with your family, with your partners, your romantic partners, with your children, with your friends. It's an energy. It's a mindset. It's a way that you attract relationships. In all relationships, how you do one relationship is how you do another relationship. I had a client reached out this morning, and she mentioned how a few months ago we had a conversation about being in integrity with yourself. And she said that ever since she's been working on that, she's been just seeing a lot more signs and things around her that's a reflection of her having to be in integrity, which means that how you show up in one relationship is how you need to show up in all your relationships. You should not be tapping in and out of boundaries of your self-worth, of you only show up in your worth with your friends, but when it comes to dealing with men, you have a hard time saying no, or you have a hard time setting and keeping boundaries, or you have a lot of anxiety around abandonment. How you do one thing is how you do another. So if you're not, you have to embody on all aspects in every way your value. You have to be able to authentically show up as her. Okay? And I'm not talking about being a certain type of woman. I have to reiterate that. I don't want you to become someone other than you are. Okay, you're not going to do that. You're going to learn how to become the best version of who you are. You're going to learn how to become the most authentic version of who you are. You're going to become a lighter version of who you are. If you are carrying around a lot of anxiety or people pleasing or any wounded princess energy, you're carrying around stress. You're carrying around weight. Your relationships feel heavy. So we need to get you into a space, and you are ready for that, to get into a space where you are becoming a better version of yourself. You're becoming a more authentic version of yourself, and you're becoming a lighter version of yourself. And that lightness is attractive. Who wants a partner who has heavy energy and a heavy mindset, right? And heavy emotions. And there's a time and place, because life happens and you will feel that way sometimes, and that's okay. But overall, what you're bringing to a relationship as a woman is going to be the light, the ease, because that is you. It's all a part of you. It's already in there. We just have to crack it open, okay? And when you do that, you're going to become a highly desirable, irresistible woman to the type of man that's going to be right for you. And as I said, the best thing is you're going to feel lighter. You're going to feel more peaceful. You're going to be more loving and emotionally available, which will allow you to feel more supported in life. You're going to notice how the energy of those around you shift towards you. And everyone, every single person on this planet, man or woman, wants better quality relationships. The quality of your relationships affects so much when it comes to your quality of life. It affects your peace of mind, your mental health, your emotional health, your physical health, your spiritual health. Everything comes down to your relationships. And it always amazes me how people underestimate the importance of having high quality relationships. People will invest in a vacation, in a designer bag, in a luxury car. They will invest in other aspects of their life that are great. Do it. I'm all here for it. I love a great experience. I'm a foodie. Take me to a nice restaurant in a nice dress and a nice outfit. I am all here for it. I love a good time. But I also love good quality relationships. And this was an aspect of life that was non-negotiable. It was non-negotiable, because if your personal relationships, your family relationships, your work relationships, if that stuff is not in order, how can you possibly have an elevated form of life? Even if your life is good right now, like you haven't even skimmed, like you're just skimming the surface on what life could be. If your life is already good right now, like maybe you have the career, maybe you have the home, maybe you have the bank account that you're comfortable with, but your relationships are not the quality that you desire, whether it's family relationships, your romantic relationships, whatever those friendships, whatever that is, if those things are not in order, you haven't gotten there yet. You're like, you're still just at the beginning of what life could be for you. But look at how amazing that is. Look at how amazing that is, because that means the possibility of what life could actually be for you is so much greater than what it is in this moment. And that's something to look forward to. And if life isn't where you want it to be, maybe you're not satisfied in your career or your home life or the experiences that you have, what you desire, that just means that there's some work to be done. And that's okay too, because that means that you can only go up, right? If you feel like you're down, you can only go up. The only way to go is up. So that is also an available to you too. And all of this can be changed simply by you learning how to show up in captivating queen energy, get out of that people pleasing, set and keep boundaries, communicate your authentic worth, communicate your authentic value, and learn how to attract and create better relationships. And we want to expedite this. We want to get you to do this in a record amount of time. We want you to do it faster. You don't need to wait years to do this. When having the intention and the focus, if for just a couple of months, starting with the first 90 days, you can see a drastic change in yourself and in your relationships in just 3 months. And then if you focus even longer and you give it 6 months, you will see a huge difference. And I know this because of the track record that I have with coaching my clients. Every single woman who shows up to coaching, who does the work, they completely change their love lives. And that's available to you too. So I'm excited. Next week, as you know, doors to the Relationship Reset program opens. In the upcoming episode, you're going to learn all the details and everything that you need to know before doors open so that you can prepare yourself to commit to coaching, so that you can prepare yourself to join the Relationship Reset August 15th. Get your application in. Book your consultation. We're still going to do a call because I want to make sure that you are the right fit for this program. I want to make sure, because we create a loving environment, we create a safe environment, and most importantly, we create an environment that sets you up for success. So I want to make sure that you are ready for that, that this is something that you're committed to, because I'm excited to prepare all the women that work with me for the best relationship they have ever had. And I can't wait to work with you too. So stay tuned for the next episode. You're going to get all the details. We're also going to be talking about online and offline dating. So look for that episode. And then on August 15th, doors to the program are open and you will be able to put your applications in and book between August 15th to the August 20th for the Relationship Reset program. So you have a wonderful, wonderful day, and look out for the next episode. Make sure that you join the waitlist. If you're not already on the waitlist, join the waitlist so that you can be the first to know when doors to the Relationship Reset open on August 15th. Talk to you soon. If you've enjoyed this episode, then make sure you share it with family, friends, or any of your peers who may benefit from listening to the Courtship Code podcast. I'll be back next week with more tips to help you level up your love life. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And until then, stay on code.